Our text, taken from Matthew chapter 5, reads in this way, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." These words, "be perfect," they strike terror into our hearts. It's justifiable because they at first appear to be some very severe and demanding words from our Lord. There are, I guess, two ways that these words have been misunderstood. One I first heard when I was walking down the mall in the University of Utah, and I heard two Mormon co-eds walking down from their seminary class, and one turned to the other and said, "Well, I guess we can be perfect," and the other one turned and said, "Well, why do you think that we can?" She said, "Because Jesus said so. Be perfect. And he wouldn't have asked us if it would not be possible." The so-called Lutheran response to those words are, well, yes, we become perfect through faith in Christ, that our perfection is an imputed perfection. And so, therefore, we have fulfilled the words of Christ by virtue of our faith. But even that does violence to the context, because Jesus is speaking here about works which are commanded of Christians. The secret to understanding, I think, this text, and if not even all of the Beatitudes, lie in that word perfect, for they do not signal a moral perfection, but rather an intranslatable concept or idea that is related to perhaps the word of completeness, or the idea that there is a goal which has been achieved. There is a cause and there is an effect. There is an antecedent and there is a consequent. That where there is, according to our understanding, faith, there will always be works that will follow. And what Jesus is telling us in this text is that the works that flow from faith, there have to be a connection. There has to be some way of being able to bring faith to its perfect complement in works. Jesus tells us that our Heavenly Father is perfect. And of course, our whole faith clings to the idea that there is a perfect relationship between the acts and the works and the teachings of the Son of God and that of His Father. For it was the will of the Father that we should be saved. It was the will of God and His love that our lives would be redeemed. And so consequently, because of this antecedent will of God, we see in the life of Christ the perfect and true, pure gospel of our own Father's heart, who desires not the condemnation of the sinner, but rather that the sinner would be saved. Therefore, God sent His Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. And in all these words of the Beatitudes, we see, in fact, the very works of Christ. For it is He who is the one turning His cheek. It was He who bore the reproach of people against Him, how evil men came against Him, and He did not resist them. It was He who, out of pure, unbridled love for the world, was willing to give His own life in our behalf. Consequently, in His actions, we in fact see perfectly into the heart of the Father. Jesus, therefore, is trying to tell us in these words, "Be perfect," that it is necessary and imperative that we look at our works and try to be able to make our works into the logical consequence of our faith. And this is difficult for us as Lutherans because of our so-called distinction of law and gospel, but you'll understand it when you get into the ministry. And when somebody comes in and they're afraid, what you do is you say to them, "Why are you afraid? Don't you believe, oh little one of faith, that God has the power to rule the mountains and the sea and the waves and the wind? Don't you understand that you don't need to practice your piety before men, you promise keepers, in order to be seen by them? Isn't our righteousness in Christ? Do we really need to exact punishment upon those who hate us? If in fact we have a God who has not hated us, is it not true that if all these things are a part of our faith, we don't have to worry about what we're going to eat or what we're going to drink? My goodness sakes, you of little faith, those chiding words of God, those commanding, demanding words of God, are nothing but pure gospel. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Amen.